It's the God G Holy. I'm back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in the weeks that you've been tuning in. Thanks for your love, your viewership, your listenership. And as always, we're gonna thank the Creator for allowing us to be in this space where I can say something to you that hopefully will resonate with you, and you can take and move forward with that. And whatever you want, as usual, throw it away. I mean, whatever you don't want. So today I just want to talk about like how you should set your own times and periods where you do things that you would call progressive. Like some people wait, you know, and say new year, new me. And that's cool, but you got to understand the way energy works. Everybody is saying new year, new me. So what you want to do is, just like with anything, you want to set your own dates. And some people get into specific dates and specific times, you know, based on the way the stars align and planets, if you want to call them that, align. And you can get into that if you actually want to, but that's a whole different thing. You can set your own dates and times for the things that you're going to do. You don't got to move with the herd. What happens when you move with the herd is you actually become a part of the herd. Meaning, it's only like, have you ever been in a crowd of people that was like a large crowd of people, like a concert? Automatically, when you're in a concert, your phone don't work. Why your phone don't work? Because it's too many people in that little space, all using the same tower in similar frequencies. So everybody's phone is stalling each other's phones out. So you saying new year, new me, that space is already clogged up with a whole bunch of people saying new year, new me already. So that energy ain't gonna really go through the way you want it to. It's like, if I'm using the Wi-Fi, you using the Wi-Fi, our aunt using the Wi-Fi, grandma's using the Wi-Fi, the neighbor's using the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi gonna slow down. It's not like the connection is any less strong. It's just that it's too many people hanging on to the same connection. Just like a man ain't really, you know, less strong. It, like, put it this way, when you go to the gym, and you doing weights that you could do, you curling them or you bench pressing, whatever. The ones you can do, you do it. You know what I mean? You get to the other ones, you start slowing down a little bit. You start struggling a little bit. Not because you got the same strength. It's just that it's more weight being put on you. So you putting more weight on these dates and times, you kind of moving within the distortion that everybody else is creating by saying, I'm going to move with that herd that's going that way. You know what I'm saying? So that don't really work out as good as if you be like, yo, I'm going to set my own date. Like if you wait into the new year right now, you could just say, what about tomorrow? What about this month? I mean, the mid-month. What about this hour? What about next minute? Like, it don't really take that much to change. Like, you could literally, and this is the crazy part. This is to prove what I'm saying. You ever known somebody and then know people that know that person? And then you talk to them and you get a whole different account of that person and what your perspective of that person is? Because people know the power of what I'm talking about right now. You could literally be something different to this group of people than you are to this group of people. Like if somebody up and move, they move from Pennsylvania to Nashville, they're aware of this power that like nobody knows them. Nobody has any perception of them because nobody's ever perceived them. Nobody knows them in this new town. And then they go out and then they automatically become who they always wanted to be, but people's perception of them wouldn't let them be. Like I was a whack ass motherfucker in my old town now I'm going to be cool here. You know what I'm saying? Or the opposite. I used to be so popular in my old town, I'm going to just come here and lay low. Whatever it is, they know they could do it. So it's the same thing with you. Like, you could change from minute to minute. Like, moments pass and you could be a different person from this moment to this moment. Don't ever let nobody tell you who you are on that vibe. Don't ever let nobody tell you, yo, man, I know you. I know you. You a hothead. No, I was a hothead. But when you change, just now. I just now changed. I just now said, you know what? I ain't a hothead no more. How long this been going on? 1 minute, 30 seconds. Soon as you said it, ago. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, everybody can't be on the same channels. You know what I mean? Everybody can't be on the same channels. It makes the channel weaker. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people going into, you know, whatever ways you want to understand the energies that rule the universe. They go into, you know, some people go into religion and do it that way. Some people go into what they call New Age stuff. Some people go into what they would call pagan stuff. Some people go into, you know, atheists or whatever it is. Whatever ways you figuring it out. No matter what it is, if you don't set your own customs, then you really gonna move with the herd, because you're moving on the herd's time period and time frame. You let somebody tell you what's a holiday. That means you literally just putting yourself on the wave and frequency of whatever everybody else is doing, which is cool, but for manifestation purposes, not really probably the greatest, because everybody is moving through that channel. So on January 1st, everybody in the world is saying they're going to be a new person. So why not do your shit on the 31st? Why not do your shit on the 29th? You know what I'm saying? Because that's a day that's less clogged up energetically. Like, you know, maybe, let's say the name Jesus, right? A lot of people call on the name Jesus, you know, this, that, and the third. And I know these entities are supposed to be omnipresent, but even that don't mean that you don't get weighed down by the weight of everybody calling on you. So let's say Jesus was to be able to save people. It's so many people that Jesus wouldn't be able to save them all at the same time. Because so many people calling this same name at the same time. It's just, you'll be better off calling something lesser with less power that less people actually know and gonna call the name of, because that energy will be able to come to you and through you in a way where, you know, this is not going to be able to, because it's slowed down by so many people calling on it. So that's that. So new year, new you. I mean, you could wait till the 3rd. You could wait till the 5th. You could wait till the 7th. You could wait till your birthday. I don't know why people don't do that. Like the whole I'm going to start fresh thing. You could literally just do that on your birthday. Like, I know for sure my birthday, like, I always reflect and I make sure I'm not the same person I was last year. And, like, I'll literally review my whole year on the day I was born. Not on the day I was born in the physical. Not on the new year or something like that. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm 30, whatever. This year, let me look back. Cool. Last year, yeah, I'm doing this better. I'm doing this better. Make sure I'm not backsliding and shit like that. So you could do that. Your birthday could be your new year. You know what I'm saying? So instead of turning up, you might want to just get a checklist and just be like, okay, I'm moving forward this way. You know, I cut that out. That's good. Whatever, whatever, you know? You could do it on, I mean, I don't care, man. Like, literally any day. That's what I'm saying. Like, we got these certain days that we revere as more important than other days, but you could do that too. Because somebody going to come along, right? Look, this was going to happen. Watch this. Some event is going to happen, right? Like, let me see. Let's see. Let's say it's like a World War III or something like that, right? The day World War III end is going to become a holiday. So you're going to let somebody tell you, yo, you should celebrate this day and tell you how to celebrate it and the rituals that you should do. You could do that, but you can't just come up with your own day and be like, yo, this is what we doing. You know what I'm saying? My family, we do this on the 10th of every month. We give gifts to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I'm saying is, if you move with the herd, you kind of never get hurt energetically. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody... Don't you know a lot of people talking to somebody at one time? The first thing somebody says, yo, I can't hear all y'all at one time. Yo, slow down. One of y'all got to talk at a time. You ever, like, been in a situation where it's like, I don't know, maybe like a teacher-student situation or somebody's teaching a class, I don't know, aerobics or martial arts or something like that. Like, when they be like, all right, or they giving like a lecture or something like that. And they be like, all right, questions. And everybody just start talking. Or like the basketball players after the game, they sit down at the press conference and everybody just start talking. They got to have a person literally sit there and just delegate which people could talk to the athlete one at a time. Okay, you. And then they shut it down. So don't think that you can't weigh on energies with yours and slow it down. And it'd be, you know, really less effective. Like I said, I gave a lot of great examples of that, you know, the Wi-Fi thing and stuff of that nature. So, yeah, if you want to, I just encourage it in general. I just encourage customization in general of your own life. Like, do what you like. You let somebody tell you, you got to go to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. But what you won't set your own schedule for Saturday and Sunday. You could be doing your own shit Saturday and Sunday. Like, you know, that's even like the reversal of that type of energy if you wanted to. You'll let somebody make you work for 8 hours, but you won't do something for 8 hours for yourself that's like, you know, customized. You know, everybody know you gotta go to work. All right, cool. Why you can't just be like, yo, I gotta do this too. Like every second of the month, I gotta clean the house. And then you become your own religion. You become your own way of life. And that energetically will put you in a space where you manifesting on a different level than other people. Cause they moving like everybody else. They moving with the same energy as everybody else because they moving on the same dates and times as everybody else. These dates and these times is not being pulled out the sky. They there for, you know, specific reasons. So, like I said, if you do a little bit of research, you can figure out what dates and times is good for certain energies. Because please believe, if these people let you know that this is a holy day, there's other holy days, holy times, times where things align in a way where certain energies is easy to pull through or easy to get to, then you could study that too. It's no one thing about 2020, 2021, the information is there. The information age is ending. I think it was about 2010 to 2020, but that's a whole nother chapter in itself. But the 2020, 2021, the information is there. So you could just literally be like, oh, at, you know, 5:55, you know what I mean? Every day I do this. We know that's a real number. You know what I'm saying? We know that. I'm gonna let that pass. And we know that if you look up 555, it'll tell you things about manifestation and what the universe is actually trying to tell you when you see in this number. So I said, man, I ain't gonna rap your heads off. I'm just saying, from day to day, from moment to moment, the only way you can't change is if you carry the actual weight of who you think you used to be into that moment. But that's the harder way to do it. The easy way is to just be like, yo, yesterday I was this, today I'm this. And it sounds crazy, but it really just works like that. It's really that easy. If you do it enough, if you say it to yourself enough, you'll start to feel it. Actually, you should feel it before you even do it. So you feel like, damn, I changed. Now all you got to do is really make the change. Or I want to change. I really sincerely, deeply want to change in my heart. All right, cool. Now I'm this. Now I'm doing this. New hour, new me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lazy no more now. I'm working. I ain't hanging out with these people no more now. I'm handling business. You know what I mean? I was a bad dad yesterday. Now I'm in my children's lives. Like, it's that easy. So, new year, new you, man. New day, new you. I suggest, let me see, what's a good day? What's a good day? So everybody gonna be going for the first. They gonna be real hyped that week. They gonna be in the gym. They gonna be they gonna be on the treadmill for the whole. Oh no, COVID. So they not gonna be on the treadmill. They gonna be at home. They gonna be jogging for 2 weeks. They gonna slow down. They gonna be doing 6 push-ups a piece. So that move into February. I say, when everybody starts slowing down, like first, second week of February, somewhere around there, we'll do it now, right now. You know what I'm saying? What's this? 27th to 28th, New Year, New Me. Or everybody doing New Year's, do New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? I'm the God, you holy. This has been the Dream Team Manifest. Thanks for tuning in. New Year, New G. You're